tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss our virtuous character as a Muslim. Islam has taught us the beauty of character, the beauty of akhlaq, and it is derived from the blessed lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was on the best character, excellent manners, as the Quran explains it. And of course, Islam places high emphasis on sound character building. Before we explore and learn more about the beautiful akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. It is a valuable quality for a healthy social life to have a sound character. And sunnah character that is derived from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his seerah is a great blessing of Allah. For the greatest human to ever walk the earth is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom Allah azza wa jal describes in the Holy Quran as wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that undoubtedly you possess excellent manners, meaning the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are excellent. And Allah azza wa jalla is saying this. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he has described this great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his poetry, and he says, "Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, teri khilq ko حق نے جمیل کیا کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہ تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم." Allah Almighty remarked your character as great. He beautified your creation. Neither there was anyone like you, nor will there ever be. O King, I swear by the divine being who created you and your beautiful personality. Subhanallah. Imam Busiri rahimahullah, he describes the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his world famous qasida Burda Sharif, and he says, "Fama tatawalu amalul madihi la ma fihi min karamil akhlaqi washiyabi." Meaning, how can his admirers praise the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? For it is beyond the ability of man to do justice to the sweetness and greatness of his character. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, "Akrim bi khalqi nabiyyin zanahu khuluqun bil husni mushtamilim bil bishri muttasimi." What a beautiful manner. Allah has made the bodily figure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What beauty. Those pleasant smiles display that on the sacred face are signs of happiness and liveliness. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who narrates that the final description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this, what I can relate, he says, that in the first meeting, everyone who met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had awe and fear for him. But after speaking to him for a little while, he was found saying that he will never find another person like him from today till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. That was the unmatched quality and the character of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is also mentioned in his description, كَانَ لِلْأَجَانِبِ كَالْوَالِدِ يَحُلُّ أُقَدَهُمْ وَيَكْفِي مُهِمَّهُمْ وبلغ حسن خلقه الى انهم لما كسروا سنه قال اللهم اهد قومي فانهم لا يعلمون. This is a little citation from Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala as he has described the beautiful personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like a father figure even to strangers. He would solve their problems and eliminate their difficulties. His good conduct stretched to a level where when his enemies broke his tooth, he made dua for them instead. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, guide my people, for they do not know me. The root cause of corruption, cheating, indecency, malice and jealousy in our today's society is due to having bad character, evil character. If we can rectify our characters and reform ourselves, the very society will be home to a very peaceful and prosperous inhabitants. There are numerous ahadith where there are glad tidings mentioned for those who possess good character and values. Studying those ahadith will motivate us to acquire good akhlaq. As the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has stated that a believer is a mirror to another. It is mentioned in the hadith, an Abi Hurairata qal, al mu'minu mir'atu akhihi idha ra'a fiha ayban aslahahu. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that a believer is the mirror of his brother. When he sees a flaw in it, he rectifies it. Subhanallah, what a beautiful narration. And it is also mentions that our akhlaq not only, you know, gives us a balance in life, but it also guarantees perfection of iman. Subhanallah. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna min akmalil mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khuluqan wa altafuhum bi ahlihi. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is the mother of believers, she reported that the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, the most perfect amongst the believers in iman is he who possesses good character and he is lenient towards his family. And subhanallah, when it comes to our akhlaq, our good conduct, the best recipient of that should be our family first. And this is the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a narration, an Abi Hurairata qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akmalul mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khuluqan wa khayrukum khayrukum linisaihim. So ultimately, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the reporter of this hadith, he is the narrator of this hadith. And he says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the perfect amongst the believers in iman is he who possesses good character, and the best of you is he who is good towards his wife. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has placed such importance on the sound character, refinement of our character, that the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, bu'istu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been appointed so I can complete the requirements of akhlaq, of sound character. Subhanallah. We often yearn and we make dua even to gain nearness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the next world. Allahu Akbar. Do we know what is the best way to gain his nearness? Subhanallah. One is to recite salawat upon him in abundance. For he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment would be the one who has recited the most salat upon me. Let's inshallah recite salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there is one more thing that we can do to gain further nearness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is through sound character. Subhanallah. An Jabir, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal. It is narrated by Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinakum akhlaqan wa inna abghadakum ilayya wa ab'adakum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamati al-thartharun wal-mutashaddiqun wal-mutafahiqun. قالوا يا رسول الله قد علمنا الثرثارون والمتشدقون فما المتفاهقون قال المتكبرون. سيدنا جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه, he reported that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that the dearest to me from amongst you and the closest to me on the day of judgment will be those who possess good characters, and the ones furthest from me will be the gossipers, those who rant, and the mutafahiqoon amongst you. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know what is al-atharun and al-mutashaddiqoon, but we do not know what is al-mutafahiqoon. To that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded that it means the arrogant. Allahu Akbar. One with sound akhlaq and sound character equals in virtue to the one who prays and fasts. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Regarding this, there's a beautiful narration, and the narrator of this hadith is none other than the mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم. سيدة عائشة صديقة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that she heard the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, indeed, with his good character, a believer can attain the station of the one who fasts all day and prays all night. Subhanallah, that's not all. The weight of akhlaq will be very heavy on the scale. Which scale are we talking about? That scale on which our deeds will be weighed. The good and bad deeds. Allahu Akbar. That is called al-mizan. So with regards to that, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, nothing will be heavier than the good character on the scale of a believer on the day of judgment. Indeed, Allah Almighty hates the obscene and vulgar. So obscenity and vulgarism, in the light of this hadith, they are evil character and they invite the wrath of Allah. And mashallah, a good news and a glad tiding for those who have sound akhlaq, who follow the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who follow his sunnah. It is that the fire of hell has been forbidden for the one with sound akhlaq. It is mentioned in a hadith, an ibn Mas'ud, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, hurrima 'ala an-nari كل هين لين سهل قريب من الناس. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the fire of hell is forbidden for everyone with good character, moderate, and in good gatherings. He is close to people. Meaning the fire of hell is forbidden for everyone with good character, And at the same time, that person is moderate. And when he is in the gathering, he is close to people. Subhanallah. So this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it actually encourages us to be close with people, with the believers, subhanallah. And today being the day, inshallah azza wa jal, where we can be close to the Islamic brothers by joining in the jama'ah, first of all, praying together in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then meeting and greeting with one another. This is a beautiful way of increasing love and mahabba among brothers and the society at large. And sometimes we want to do charity, we want to do good, but we feel that charity, the act of charity, the act of generosity is confined to giving money, gold, silver, food hampers, and so on and so forth. The good character can also become a form of charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned, عن أبي ذر قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا أبو ذر الغفاري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated تبسمك في وجه أخيك لك صدقة وأمرك بالمعروف ونهيك عن المنكر صدقة وإرشادك الرجل في أرض الضلال لك صدقة وبصرك للرجل الردي البصر لك صدقة وإماطتك الحجر والشوكة والعزم عن الطريق لك صدقة وإفراغك من دلوك في دلو أخيك لك صدقة. Subhanallah. So many examples of charity have been given here, mashallah. Sayyidina Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your smile for your fellow brother is a form of charity in your favor. Enjoining good and prohibiting evil is a form of charity for you. Giving direction to a lost person in an area is also a form of charity for you. Your eyesight, helping a blind with your vision for the one with poor eyesight, is also a form of sadaqah for you. And removal of stones, thorns, and bones from the pathway is also a form of charity for you. Pouring from your bucket into the bucket of your fellow brother is also a form of charity for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are so many examples that are given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they all are the signs and attributes of having a good character. First of all, you're smiling for your fellow brother is a form of charity. Do we know how precious this smile is? Subhanallah. Somebody is going through a very bad day, and if you could put a smile on his face by smiling and meeting and greeting with him with love and affection, subhanallah, what a beautiful form of charity that is. Entering happiness into the heart of a believer, subhanallah. It is encouraged. And it is so virtuous, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And secondly, it is the beautiful sunnah. Yes, if you did not know, then this is, subhanallah, such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he performed this sunnah each and every day of his life. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he draws a beautiful picture of the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, jiski taski se rote huye has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salam. Allah Allah. And smiling is contagious. You smile, you make someone else smile at the same time. You are making somebody's day, mashallah. Enjoining good and prohibiting evil, in this hadith, it is mentioned that it is also a form of charity for you. Secondly, enjoining good and prohibiting evil is also a form of charity for you. And subhanallah, this is a great task that is designated to us as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran describes it and teaches us that we are the best of Ummah. But what is the criterion of being the best of Ummah? What is it that we have to do to earn it? It is to enjoin good, to command that which is good, and to prohibit that which is evil. And it is a form of charity. Giving direction to a lost person in an area is also a form of charity. Subhanallah, this is again a beautiful sunnah and a beautiful example of refining our character as a Muslim. If somebody is lost and he's asking for direction, then yes, you can help, you can be of help. And subhanallah, a person who helps another believer is a great virtue. And mashallah, we have seen so many times, I have experienced this, that I'm lost somewhere and I don't know where this address I'm looking for. And I found people to be helpful, subhanallah. And we generally like to help in this regard, mashallah. Yes, there are other instances as well where, you know, people just to trouble you or poke fun at you, they'll give you the wrong direction. And we shouldn't be doing that, inshallah. And subhanallah, it is not expected of us as being the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Islamic values. The third example that is given here of charity by good akhlaq is our eyesight. By helping a blind person with our eyesight, using our eyesight, yes, we can see, but there are those Islamic brothers that have lost their eyesight. And I don't know, you might have also experienced this. You know, sometimes you are walking and you encounter a brother who cannot see, who has the walking stick, and he's just feeling the obstacles on the way, and he's walking, struggling to cross the street. And if you ever see such a person, stop to help them, inshallah azza wa jal. If you are driving and you see such a person want to cross the street, but the cars are not stopping, so you should be the one to stop your car and help that person cross the street safely. Subhanallah. So yes, this is another form of charity in the beautiful deen of Islam. Removal of stones, thorns and bones from the pathway is also a form of charity. Subhanallah. If you see an obstacle, if you see stones, you know that people may get hurt or knock that stone with their feet unknowingly and it can injure their toes, or they can fall. Or if you see there is a pothole on the road and people may fall due to that, you know, because they are not looking down sometimes and they are walking straight and they wouldn't know that there is a pothole there. And if you could cover maybe with some bricks, with some stones and some sand, pour some sand over it and you just make it level, so inshallah people, they do not get injured due to that. Or if you see some thorns, some thorny branches lying on the floor, or if you see some bones lying on the floor, that some sharp bones, they can hurt and people can get poked and pricked by that. So removing that from the pathway is also a form of charity, subhanallah. And there are many branches of iman, subhanallah, as we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the lowest of which is to remove any obstacle from the path. Imatatul adha ani tariq, subhanallah. That is the level of iman that we should all have, subhanallah. These are the branches of iman. And then the last thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this beautiful hadith is pouring from your bucket into the bucket of your fellow brother is also a form of charity. Subhanallah, those living in the rural areas, fetching water from, you know, the well, pulling the bucket of water from the well, it is hard effort, right? But then once you finish, fetch the water from the well, there's somebody next in the queue to you. And it could go either way, right? If you are maybe rushing, then perhaps you can take your bucket of water and go. But if you are feeling generous, if you are feeling for the other brother that he's also going to go through all that hardship, let me help him and pour my bucket into his bucket. Subhanallah. One example of it. Mashallah. And that is a form of charity. Subhanallah. It didn't cost you anything, right? You can put the bucket again, fetch the water again. Subhanallah, from the well. So these are some of the beautiful ways to exercise different sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his and following his commands and obeying his orders. And all these acts of kindness and generosity are charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this never costed you a cent. Can you imagine doing so much of charity without digging your pocket? So you don't need money to be good. You can be good. money is not an obstacle. It is also mentioned by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is nobler act? You know, we are all like to do noble things in life. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that good akhlaq is so noble. And he says, عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عقل كالتدبير ولا ورع كالكف ولا حسب كحسن الخلق. سيدنا أبو ذر الغفاري رضي الله تعالى عنه, he has narrated that the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that there is no intellect like planning, no piety like abstinence from sins, and there is no nobility like that of sound character. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Very explicitly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it here, that there is no nobility like that of sound character. Subhanallah, those who look for nobility in other things, in other ways, why go through all of that? Just refine your character. Let your character match with that of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by studying his seerah, by learning his sunnah and practicing it. It is so simple. And Islam is simple. Subhanallah, it's we who complicate it. Hospitality is also a very beautiful way of displaying the sunnah akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we learn this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's go and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
Wo kaun hai jin ke dar par mangne wala نہیں نہیں سنتا, وہ کون ہے جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے, وہ کون ہے جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی, وہ کون ہے جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں. یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں, جود و کرم والے, سخاوت والے, رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
دارے چلتے قطرہ تیرا, تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کہ وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا,
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا,
فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا, فیض
شاہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا
یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا
واہ کیا جو تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں دنیا کی حقیقت کتنی، مجھ سے 100 لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، نہیں سنتا
چلکتا تیرا، جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، تیری سرکار میں لاتا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. سچ از دا گریس اینڈ دا جنروسٹی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ دا بیگر ایٹ ہز ڈور ہی نیور ہیئرز دا ورڈ نو. اللہ اللہ سبحان اللہ. ایز وی ور ڈسکسنگ ہاسپٹیلٹی ایز اے بیوٹیفل سنہ کیریکٹر derived from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu visited Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu while he was reclining on a pillow, so he offered it to him. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allah and his messenger have spoken the truth. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said, tell me the hadith, O Abu Abdullah. He said, I visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was reclining on a pillow. So he offered it to me and then said to me, O Salman, when a Muslim visits another Muslim brother and he offers him pillow as a gesture of hospitality to honor him, then Allah Almighty forgive him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful way of earning the forgiveness of Allah subhanallah, by being generous, by being hospitable towards one another. And this beautiful practice, we learn that this practice was originated and started by the forefather of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is none other than Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he, subhanallah, he had this beautiful way of hospitality. He had his house built on the side of the road, and there were four entrances to his house. Why? For one purpose. So the guests may enter from any door that they wanted. And he had built his house next to the road, so people who are traveling there, they can come, and so Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam can host them. And he was such a generous host that he wouldn't eat unless and until he had a guest come over and share the meal with him. Have you ever seen such a beautiful and great host? Subhanallah. And he is Khalilullah. And once he was gone out, and when he came back, he saw an angel there in the form of a human perhaps. And he asked him, "Who are you and with whose permission have you entered?" He said, "I am the angel of death, and I've entered here by the permission of Allah." He said, "Okay, what is the purpose of your arrival?" He said, "Well, I have been given the task to deliver the glad tiding that Allah Azza wa Jal has made someone his Khalil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen someone as his Khalil, as his friend, close friend." Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he expressed his wish to Sayyidina Malakul Maut that I wish to meet that person, even if I have to travel far distance, and I would remain with him until, you know, death sets us apart. So Malakul Maut said, "You don't have to go nowhere. It is you whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen as his Khalil and close friend." He said, "Is it really me?" He said, "Yes, it is you." Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that attribute of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was passed down generations after generation. That, therefore, we study in the seerah, in the history, in tariq, that the Arabs were so generous. They were known for their generosity. Why? Because they are from the progeny and the lineage of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is the initiator of this beautiful practice of hospitality. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most generous of all creation and the most hospitable of all creation. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. The generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his hospitality was on another level. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. He would even accommodate and was hospitable to people who were not of the same faith. There was a non-Muslim who came, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam accommodated him. And then the first day, he ate so much. And after he ate so much, he even messed up the place. And the next day he felt bad. And after seeing the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his generous character, he embraced Islam. After he embraced Islam, his appetite was gone less. Subhanallah. Upon that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked that a non-believer eats from seven bellies and a believer eats less. This is a summary of the narration, subhanallah. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was generous, was so generous that he would never refuse anyone anything, and he would never say the word la, no, whenever anybody asked him for something. If there would be a guest that would arrive in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would need to eat something, or he was in need of anything, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't at the time, he didn't have the means to host that person, he would ask and he would send him to one of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to host him. And mashallah, and this generosity then was passed down from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was instilled in the hearts of the sahaba ikram. And subhanallah, through generations after generations, this beautiful attribute of hospitality has reached down to us, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our time. And we need to continue with this and pass it down to our generation, our friends, family, loved ones. Subhanallah. So this is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, we have got to learn the beautiful generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is so much more about the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is impossible to cover in one episode. For now, inshallah azza wa jal, let's go and listen to a beautiful nasiha from the Mubaligh of Dawud Islami. And thereafter, we shall return and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Those aspiring for success often turn to experts in their domain for insights and mentorship. For instance, individuals aiming to enhance their public speaking might study renowned orators, while writers often draw inspiration from esteemed authors. Similarly, in the Quran, Allah Almighty offers a clear and principled framework for Muslims on leading a religious life. The Quran also introduces an exemplary role model to emulate for achieving success in the truest sense. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Translation comes in Iman, indeed, for you following the Messenger of Allah is best. Obedience to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and following his example in every aspect of life in matters of religion and the world is essential. Without this, it's impossible to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. That whosoever has obeyed the Messenger, he has indeed obeyed Allah. Similarly, if the practical example of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is disregarded, it's impossible to worship and fulfill the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, Allah Azza wa Jal ordains, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and keep salah, meaning the obligatory prayer established. Allah Azza wa Jal has provided directives in the Quran, but the specifics on executing these commands are not always explicitly detailed in the Holy Quran. The manner and the timings of salah, for example, are explained through the life and practices of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, صَلُّ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي, pray as you see me praying. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ, meaning in performing hajj of this house for the sake of Allah is an obligation upon the people. The precise rites of hajj and the conditions can only be learned from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he himself has said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, learn the rites of hajj from me. From the verses mentioned, it becomes clear that for guidance in all facets of life, it's imperative to turn to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What would the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam do? How did he interact with the companions alayhim ridwan? What was he like with his pure wife and his blessed family? Regardless of whether a matter pertains to religious principles or worldly affairs, we should consistently look at the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to get educated regarding the rulings of Sharia, and may He enable us to follow the seerah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers, subhanallah. We were discussing the virtues of Islamic character. And in this regard, there's a beautiful narration. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has reported that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, it amazes me when a man who buys slaves with his wealth and then frees them, why does he not buy people by doing good to them and earn its reward in abundance? Subhanallah. Meaning, when he does good for people, they will be indebted to him. In another hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions the special blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the special servants. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله عز وجل خلقا خلقهم لحوائج الناس يفزع الناس إليهم في حوائجهم أولئك الآمنون من عذاب الله. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, there is a creation of Allah Almighty whom He has created to help people in need and people flock towards them when in need. They are the ones who are safeguarded from Allah's punishment. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And dear viewers, there are certain signs where you could tell if a person has good character. And mashallah, the great Imam, Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned that there are certain signs by which we can recognize if a person's character is good. Firstly, they are in control of their desires. They safeguard the trust. They fulfill their promises. They engage wholeheartedly in their prayer. And they are gentle towards people. One sign in particular of a good Muslim is that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Subhanallah, this is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you cannot be a perfect believer until you love for your fellow brother what you love for yourself. And then Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says another sign of good character is that he either stays quiet or says good things. This is again the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that he who believes in Allah azza wa jalla and on the last day, he should either say good things, or if not, then stay quiet. He says that he does not swear or tell lies. Yes, uttering obscenities, it is evil character. Telling lies, it is evil. And he does not backbite. He is not jealous. And he wishes well even for those who cause him harm and sway him. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. These are some of the signs of a good character as it is, subhanallah, advised by Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, the Imam of his time. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah ta'ala, it is mentioned about him that there was a man who would sway Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, but he in return used to send him halwa, sweetmeat. He mentioned the reason upon asking, and he said that he sends us what he has and we send him what we have. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful way of responding to someone's cruelty by showering upon him these favors. Allahu Akbar, these were the awliya Allah. In one hadith, it is mentioned an Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر اخاك ظالما او مظلوما قالوا يا رسول الله هذا ننصره مظلوما فكيف ننصره ظالما قال تاخذ فوق يديه. سيدنا انس رضي الله تعالى عنه reported that the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated, help your brother, whether he is an oppressor or oppressed. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can help the oppressed, yes. But how are we to help the oppressor? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, by getting hold of his hands from oppressing others. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. In another beautiful narration, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, should I not inform you of something greater in status than that of the fast, salah and charity? The Sahaba said, of course, bala. He said, mutual harmony, for indeed the internal conflict is destructive. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, these are the virtues of having a good moral code of conduct as a Muslim. And what is our moral code of conduct? That which is taught to us in the Holy Quran, in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that which we are inspired by from the ahadith and from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, I urge you to keep on watching Madani channel, and they are subhanallah such wonderful silsilas that will transform your lives for the better. Until next time. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace.